The next piece of information you'll need to include in your flash flood warning is what locations are expected to be impacted. In Hazard Services, whether you drop your warning or use the flash flood recommender tool, any counties included in your flash flood warning polygon will be populated and listed in the text portion of the flash flood warning. When it comes to how many counties you should include in your warning, consider the following image that shows the average number of counties per flash flood warning from October 2007 to May 2019 for each WFO. You can see that there is variation in the number of counties included across the country, and this has to do with both the average county size in that particular part of the country, as well as each local WFO's tendency to draw larger or smaller flash flood warnings. For example, counties in the western U.S. are typically much larger than those along the east coast, so the number of counties included per flash flood warning in the west will typically be less, as you can see in this image. On average, though, the number of counties included per flash flood warning ranges anywhere from 1 to 4 across the country. The max number of counties you should include in a flash flood warning is no more than 12, but definitely don't try to reach that number. Since county size varies greatly across the U.S., let's also take a look at the average flash flood warning size so you have a general idea of what to expect. The figure here shows the average flash flood warning size from October 2007 to May 2019 for each WFO. You can see right away that the average flash flood warning area varies by WFO, with some offices issuing consistently larger flash flood warnings than others, depending on local office practices, hydrology, and the type of flash flooding common there. In terms of a distribution, the figure here shows the size distribution of 95% of flash flood warnings over the entire period of analysis. The remaining 5% of flash flood warnings exceeded 3,000 square miles and are not shown on this graph. Overall, though, smaller flash flood warnings are significantly more common than larger flash flood warnings, with nearly half of all warnings less than 500 square miles. This is good news, as we want our flash flood warnings to be small and focused so that you can appropriately message the magnitude and extent of the threat to your public and partners, rather than issuing large warnings that don't give the public the level of detail that is needed. Over the entire period of analysis, the average flash flood warning size was approximately 855 square miles. The biggest takeaway from all of this is that across the country, there isn't one flash flood warning size that fits all. However, you should strive to make your flash flood warnings as small as possible so that they appropriately cover the threat area and provide the level of detail needed when messaging to your partners.